There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome back to the NutriMedical Report. We're going to have on Tim on early today. This morning when I looked at the schedule, I said, my gosh, you know, I really have a feeling that I need to bring on Tim early. We talked about a lot of wellness nutraceuticals yesterday, and in the first hour today we talked about a lot of health news. This week I have on the first hour on Thursday, Carl Gallup's, his book, Final Warning. And I like the title. It says, Understanding the Trumpet Days of Revelation. He takes a kind of a balanced approach toward this. But if you look at it logically, just geopolitically, which Tim does every week, and on his blog at yourbusiness.blogspot.com, and we do here on the show every week, you have to look at this and say, even if you weren't religious and you were just a really good geopolitical analyst, you'd have to say, oh my gosh, things are getting what I call pre-World War III.
Yeah, exactly, Dr. Bell. You know, I view things as a Christian and an Eastern Orthodox Christian, and I always say, you can't fully understand things unless you see the spiritual dimension to it. But I'll also try to step outside of that Christian box as a professional political scientist, historian, strategist. Right. And just look at it coldly, hardly, and say, okay, I'm not going to think about the Book of Revelation. I'm not going to think about all this stuff. I'm going to look at it, what's happening on the ground, in the air, on the sea, geostrategically, militarily. And when you do that, you still end up with going in the same direction. There's something that even most of the alternative media is missing, the strategic significance. I write very few short articles anymore, but I wrote one yesterday morning. Special report: The final battle for Syria begins. Is this also the beginning of Armageddon? And the reason for this is the ISIS, or call them whatever you want, they have attacked this, and I'm not sure how to pronounce it, Yarmouk, Y-A-R-M-O-U-K, refugee camp. And it's right next door to the Palestine camp. And both of these camps are massive. I mean, many, many, many city blocks, enormous, in the heart of Damascus. Now, the Syrians have been pretty good at stopping infiltration. But, you know, if you're smart, you know what you do, and you can get some people through. But I suspect that the Western powers and Saudi Arabia flew in some key commandos using stealth helicopters. Now, a lot of people say, oh, well, you can't stealth a helicopter. Well, I'm sorry, I was in that business. And yes, it is possible to stealth a helicopter, both in terms of radar signature, acoustically, you use a mirror sound system, infrared, and so forth. And you probably go in at night. Remember, we've got satellite photos. We know everything down to virtually a square foot. So we know where to infiltrate them with helicopters. These people are trained to jump out of a helicopter before it even, and it, usually they don't even set foot on the ground. And you, depending on the helicopter used, you know, you can offload 10, 12 to 20, combat troops with equipment. And you can fly in several. You acoustically stealth them, so they're very silent at night. The flight crew's got low light level, night vision equipment on, as do the commandos. And then you get them in. Once they're in, they're inside a urban area. Now, we have had a nonstop in the mainstream media, a nonstop progression of scary stuff about the ISIS, how they're cutting off heads, they're crucifying people, they're machine gunning people.
Right.
And some of which is true, and some of which, based on some of the beheadings we've seen, a careful analysis of them, is not true. But the thrust is, we've got to stand back from the trees, look at the forest. The thrust is, well, analogy I draw is, during the First World War, when the Allies controlled the cable going under the seabed from the British Isles to the United States, they controlled the news flow to the United States. And we were being told that the Imperial German troops, the Kaiser's troops, were bayoneting babies in Belgium. Now, that never happened, period. Didn't
right.
happen. Absolute propaganda lie. And I'll guarantee you that those troops would never have even considered something like that, even in the horrors of war. That didn't take place. We know that historically. But, you see, it was designed to get people incensed. Like, we've got to stop these so-and-sos. Well, this is what all this propaganda that we've been witnessing from the mainstream media the last few months about ISIS. Now you have 18,000 refugees trapped in this camp, or supposedly trapped. The UN today made an appeal saying it has to get into that camp. The UN demand access.
But do you know the reason why they're pushing to dismantle Syria?
Well, of course. This is the strategy. Look, it's important to know that there are about 18 different countries that have sent aircraft.
In many cases,
they're NATO countries. They've only sent maybe four F-16s.
But
why are they
determined to do regime change? It is Libya. Now they have 18 warring tribal warring groups. In Syria, Syria's got a different history. People don't understand.
Going after Syria is going after Iran, which is going after Russia and China, and it's a domino effect, and they know what they're doing. The line has been drawn in the sand, and they keep nibbling at that. But this is the big one, because this is all these air forces on the center of Damascus. This is the capital of Syria.
Right.
Now, what we've seen with these so-called bombings of ISIS, they're killing very few troops. Have they really been active at killing these forces, we wouldn't be seeing much of an ISIS threat. But what
right.
they're doing is, when they're going in and supposedly bombing the areas, the troops have usually left. The paid ISIS mercenaries have left. But we're taking out key infrastructures that the Syrian government is relying on. But in the case of Damascus, what we'll end up doing is they'll be bombing key strategic sites within Damascus, communication nodes, et cetera, et cetera. Now, that poses an immediate and vital strategic threat to Syria and to their capital. And if they respond to that threat by using the air defense missile systems, which they have from Russia, which are fairly good, then, of course, that's the next step will be, well, we'll have to take these out. We'll have to take out the Syrian government infrastructure. And that begins a Western attack on Syria, which Russia and China have said they're not going to tolerate, which Iran will not tolerate, which ignites this war, which they're doing everything they can to ignite in Yemen anyway, in a general Middle East war. And that is well on the way to
my guess is that although Obama's playing, white hat, black hat, Obama's playing the dark hat guy now, and Netanyahu's playing the white hat guy for Israel, that my guess is this framework is supposed to have a peace treaty by June, which, when you look at the reports from the mullahs and the news media, They're miles apart in their final agreement. This isn't going to be settled in a couple of months.
If they want to settle, they can, but I don't think they
it's not going to be. They want to be able to bomb the nuclear facilities in Iran, and that's by June. That's what I think.
And
I think
that radiation will hit China.
Yeah. That's what I think.
Up until now, we have been losing the war. The war on multi-drug-resistant superbugs that have emerged due to the overuse of traditional antibiotics. It's time to start winning with Alimax from NutraMedical.com. Alimax kills all disease-causing bacteria, viruses, parasites, and pathogens. It prevents illness and reverses disease, saving limbs and lives. Alimax, AliUltra, and AliMed capsules and liquid, and Alimax cream all contain stabilized allicin, never before available. Allicin is the most powerful, plant-derived universal killer of all pathogens with no drug resistance and totally safe for both topical and oral application. AliMed is made with the world's only stabilized allicin extract. Read more and order AliMax from Dr. Bill Deagle's NutraMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. Or go to NutraMedical.com, spelled N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. NutraMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Have you noticed that in a disaster, the store shelves are emptied? Don't panic. You don't have to be part of the fear and chaos if you have a supply of GoFoods. GoFoods can help you rest easy knowing your greatest dependency of food is covered. Call now to take advantage of our Freedom Packs or set up your food savings account. Call us at 1-800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com. That's 1-800-648-9753 or www.storefoodnow.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions had an echo in so much space. Without care, yeah, I was out of touch. But it wasn't because I didn't know enough.
welcome back. And Tim, we just had a big blood moon this last week in our Passover, Pesach. And what we're looking at is if we can stand back on the geopolitical signs, you know, without any biblical references, tell us the exact same thing that our biblical references tell us if we analyze it deeply and cross-correlate. So that if we have the intellect and the spirit of the Most High God as we study to be approved, as it says in the Bible.
Okay, outside of the Christian box.
Yeah, in other words, we take the outside the Christian box and we take the Bible.
Okay, we're seeing the same thing. We have outside of the Christian box, we have a cornucopia of things happening. You have the greatest power on earth is the global banking cartel, which is headquartered in what's called the City of London, District of London. It's headed by the Rothschild family, but there are quite a number of other families involved, the Rockefellers, Warburg, Schiffs, the Goldman Sachs family. There's an Italian family. Eight families or 30 families, depending on how far out you want to draw the map. But these are the most powerful forces. These are the people who own and control the central banks. These are the people that are legal counterfeiters. And if you are a legal counterfeiter, you have your governments print up the money and it's yours to use. And that's essentially what the Federal Reserve has done for them. But these same people want everything. They see over 7 billion people as far too high a number. They always signal their intent before they do it, and one of the things they're signaling is global warming. They've got to reduce the population, and which makes no sense. But this is one of the latest things out of the UN. So there's this drive to dramatically reduce the world's population. Well, let's see, how do we do that? I guess we have a war and kill off a lot of people.
You have a situation where
the global banking cartel has throughout the world loaded countries with a untenable, unsurvivable, unrealistic amount of debt. And the only way you handle that traditionally is to have a severe economic recession where billions of debt are just written off.
Right.
Or you have a war. And in addition, the most dangerous time is when this small group of families reach out to countries which they have made some influence in, but they don't own totally. And they say, you know, you get on board. And the politicians or the powers that be in those countries like Russia and China say, nah, I don't think so. This is our country, we're running it, this is our power, we're not giving it up to you. And that's kind of where we're at now. They formed the BRICS, Brazil, China, Russia, South Africa, and many other countries now are aligning with that. And that is a direct challenge to these ruling families, the ruling cartel, on earth. In addition to that, what's happening in Ukraine is very much tied in to this. And I have to go back 2 years ago, the United States and Israel were going to attack the nuclear reactor in Iran, and we're going to attack the nuclear facilities. Both Russia and China made it quite clear that such an attack would be considered an attack against them and would constitute the beginning of a Third World War. So we kind of backed away from that. Then we decided to do the backdoor, which is, of course, Syria. And the right people, the West, Israel, the Saudis, Omanis, have been funding this battle, which involves a bunch of poor Arabs that they're paying very big money to act as mercenaries in the fight, and under various names, Al-Qaeda, etc., ISIS in Syria and Iraq and other countries. Now, a year and a half ago, we were told that the Syrians were using their chemical arsenal, their chemical warfare, against their own people. That was a lie. It made absolutely no sense strategically, militarily, and it was just the opposite of what they would have, should have been doing. And it really, the internet has allowed us to shoot down the lies, the propaganda lies that the Illuminati or the global banking cartel forces in Israel are using fairly well. Well, another thing happened while all this was going on. The people in the House of Commons in the United Kingdom, the attack against Syria was going to involve French, British, American forces, and of course Israel was right there, you know, egging it on. But the people in the House of Commons, including plenty of people in the ruling coalition, had got cold feet, because they realized that this was a script that would lead us into the Third World War. And you have over 700 people in the House of Commons, or well, 600 and some, and it's over 700 in the House of Lords. So you have a lot of people, and they don't have total control over all these people. It's not as tight-knit as the United States, and particularly in the House of Lords, because they're there for life. So.
Right.
You all of a sudden you got a resolution passed by the House of Commons saying that they weren't going to go to war, and people in the American Congress started to open their eyes, and it's not that you have great patriots in many cases. You have very narcissistic individuals that are mostly concerned about their power, their wealth, and so forth. But when you're looking at a Third World War, I won't be able to play golf next Wednesday. I won't be, you know, I may be a member of parliament or a member of Congress, but so what? There won't be a parliament or a Congress to go to. I'll have to live in a bunker if I'm lucky, and that doesn't sound very good to me. So maybe I'm opposed to that. So a year and a half ago, everybody backed down from that. About a year ago, they decided to tie Russia down by organizing a coup in the Ukraine, and they put in a government that it was a very weird combination of Israeli, Ukrainian dual nationals, some of whom were directly connected to the global banking cartel, others of whom were oligarchs that had made their money in prostitution, drug running, etc., etc. The president, Porky, he's made billions selling chocolates to third world countries. If you believe that, I have a bridge in Brooklyn to sell you.
Yeah.
But anyway, they're trying to tie Russia down. Russia hasn't stepped into their traps, and they still have this drive. You know, they want war, and
when we come back, we'll continue. Yeah.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. 345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Churches, the Christian churches we're in. And so, Tim, yeah, that's pretty significant, isn't
well,
it?
Let me continue, if I can, Dr. Bill. Okay, so you had this attempt to tie Russia down into Ukraine. And you have to remember the Ukraine was part of Russia, both the Soviet Union and before it, the Russian Empire, for about half a millennium, 500 years. Now, the United States hasn't been the United States, but for about a quarter of a millennium. So twice as long as we've been around, the Ukraine was part of Russia. And in fact, the language was always pretty much the same. And it's, there is a difference, but it's not that great. Okay. So Russia Putin has handled things quite well, actually, considering he's shown a lot of restraint. He's made sure that the people in the east that are fighting the junta's army are properly equipped, but he hasn't sent his forces in. Now, the British and the French, even though the French, their president is a Zionist and he's the second Jewish president in a row of France and is tied to the Rothschilds, the French and the Germans both were really torn up in the First and Second World War. And the masses of people, as well as much of the ruling class, do not want a third world war. And right. They have been trading with Russia quite extensively, especially the Germans. And just in the last month, there's been about a 36% reduction in German exports because of embargoes and everything on Russia. And so there is intense pressure on Holland and Merkel not to allow this to develop any further and to back down from it. And they were pushing for temporary ceasefire that we've had, which there's still people being killed every day, but it's on a far much reduced scale in the Ukraine. Now, in the meantime, the United States is shipping all kind of armored Humvees in, and all kind of the Brits are shipping in all kind of stuff. So we're building them up. We're building the coup junta up for war. The British and the French really don't want it to go that direction. Russia certainly doesn't. But the goal is to tie Russia down, and if push comes to shove, you have a situation that they can rapidly turn into a flashpoint and light it. In other words, if things are going to hell in the Middle East in one or two or three or more places, then you ignite the Ukraine. That very quickly takes you into a global conflict. And that's a domino how to get to World War III. And so that's being set up. And everybody sees it out there, all the players, they're fully aware of all the dangers. So just getting outside of the Christian box, you can see all this, all the maneuvering. You have a couple countries at least in NATO and the EU that will probably not go along with a war if a war at some level breaks out. Specifically, I'm referring to Greece and to Hungary. There may be others. Remember, it's not just Russia and China and Iran and Syria. It's Belarusia. It's several of the former Russian republics. Of course, the North Koreans can cause a lot of trouble for Japan and China as well. What I follow the developments of the military technology in China. China was always this big lumbering People's Liberation Army, and of course they call their Air Force the People's Liberation Army Air Force, and their Navy is the People's Liberation Army Navy. But it was based on a 50s and 60s technology. Not anymore.
Do you think that China can defend itself from three nuclear neighbors: Taiwan, which is armed to the teeth with nukes we gave them; South Korea, we've armed to the teeth; and the Japanese, which are the third nuclear power ahead of Israel. But they have the U.S. space. They have the U.S. space shield too. Japan.
Well,
Japan has a lot of nukes.
They'll be destroyed, but they'll get in their licks. And you see, that's what thermonuclear war is. There's no survivors at the end.
Well, I think what happens is that we've got armed to the teeth the Japanese because it'll be sacrificial, but China will cease to exist. I don't think the Chinese have any conception that they have, and this is several things that they have that they missed. The Chinese, basically through Israel, has basically had an industrial and military espionage pipeline, not just a trickle, directly from their U.S. government and from our corporations stealing billions of dollars.
If I can interrupt you for a quick second, one of their stealth aircraft is virtually a copy of the F-22.
Right. And then they've even amalgamated, I think it was the JL-17 is their newer one. They gave 50 or 60 of them to Pakistan, which is now an ally of China.
Well, that's not their stealth, but it is one of their better fighters. The J-10B is a pretty good fighter, too.
Now,
it's a four-and-a-half generation.
Here's the problem. When you're launching a nuclear weapon, you get basically three areas where you hit it. The best place is when it's launching from the ground. And both Taiwan, which is only 20 miles off the coast of China, And most of China basically is within 50 miles of the coast, is where all the manufacturing and all the population centers and all the education is. There's virtually nothing deep inland China except for rural areas. And so the actual population of China, that is we call modernized China, is somewhere around 500 million. 250 million of them are slaves that are basically put in these slave camps that can be moved mobily around the country. 250 million mobile slaves, they are. They're industrial slaves to the communist country. And they live in these barracks.
Well, to me, communism was always slavery, but go ahead. I'm sorry.
Right, 250 million. The other 250 million are relatively educated and rich in these big, giant cities. But they've been so many of these cities that they actually don't even have people who can afford to actually move there. So they have these empty, giant cities they built inland. 100, 200, 300 miles inland, which is an area where the Chinese typically didn't do anything other than rural farming. And they built them in places where there were no historic previous Chinese giant cities. 40% of the country, the water is basically so toxic you can't drink or use it or bathe it or do anything with it. And in half the country, the air is so toxic that everybody's using detoxification, air filters, and other things because it's so dangerous to just breathe the air, especially in large cities like Beijing, where in order to
which
even
is a classic example of what happens when you don't have quality laws to protect your air and your water and your environment.
Right, and of course, the Communist Party, 80% of the new billionaires in the last 20 years worldwide are members of the PLA, the People's Republican Army. Most people don't realize that Hutchinson Whampoa, that regulates the giant super tankers and the super carriers and all the other things for dry good material transfer from China, which is the largest behemoth on earth, they started actually disassembling some of their large carriers and actually taking them apart. But they're owned by the Communist Party, the PLA, and the billionaires that run it are basically communist military officers. People need to realize that.
And their children.
And their children, by the way, and they fly into London to go shopping at Christmas time in their private Airstream jet. And people need to realize what's really going on. China is an incredibly corrupt country where the top-notch people there that are running everything are military.
But there's also a hair trigger. And I'll explain that when we come back.
But yeah, I wanted to say how vulnerable they are to being destroyed, though. They need to understand how vulnerable.
But that puts a hair trigger on their action.
Yeah.
What if Americans could have A, better health, B, a lower incidence of cancer, and C, a lower occurrence of fibrocystic disease of the breast, all from simply consuming more iodine? Nutridyne Iodine from Dr. Bill Deagle's NutriMedical.com is the answer. The toxicity of modern life is adversely impacting iodine levels. For example, Americans who are more exposed to fluoride than other populations have a desperate need for more iodine. Edgar Cayce's diatomic iodine, known as Nutridyne from NutriMedical.com, is a universal pathogen killer that helps regenerate cellular energy. If you suffer from low thyroid, chronic fatigue, mitochondria function, or to just feel better, then take a few drops of Nutridyne every day. Order Nutridyne at NutriMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. Or go to NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins, but did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
And we're back with Jim Alexander. By the way, all hours of the program are open lines. If you want to call in and comment on any of the activities we're talking about, but keep it on the topics. We're talking about geopolitical world issues now. And
I think Dr. Bill, can I continue? Because I a couple points I want to make about China.
Oh, yeah. Continue,
in
yeah.
Thermonuclear age.
Yeah.
The position that China's long-term position in the nuclear age has been we have such a big population that if we lose the population, say, the size of America, we'll still have a billion left. They've got, and there are different estimates, but somewhere between 1.3 and 1.5 or so billion people. The United States population is about 320 million. So, you know, they could lose 320 million people and they still have a billion people. Now, the problem is they would lose the wrong numbers, the wrong kind of people. They would lose a lot of their infrastructure. And China is not particularly well known for having really good underground bunker systems. Yes, they have some. And in fact, a few years ago, there was a big earthquake that was triggered by HAARP right on one of their biggest underground facilities. But they're not anywhere near as prepared, say, as Russia is for a thermonuclear war. Russia's opened the last few years 5,000 new shelters just in Moscow alone. Right. China doesn't have that. China's infrastructure would be pretty much taken out. And I'm not even talking about advanced bio war or scalar war now, just with thermonuclear war. Now, what that does to the Chinese elite is it tells them that they have to be very proactive. And if they see that things are pretty much irreversibly going down a path for a near-term nuclear event, then they will want to get in their licks first. our launch on the on warning, but they really will prefer to launch before, because they see Taiwan as a nuclear bust area, as South Korea, and of course Japan. The best way to handle that is to launch before their launch, to take out as many of their ground-based missiles as possible. Now, they've got some subs now that are fairly good as far as killer, designed to kill our submarines, our super carrier battle groups, their subs. But also...
They don't have a submarine-launched nuclear navy, do they? In other words,
I'm talking about
SLBMs.
The accuracy now is getting pretty close, they think, on their SLBMs. It's nothing as big as Russia or ours, but they do have some. But the point is that when you get into the kind of code hard strategic calculations, looking at the Third World War, for China and the enemies they have around them, they want to hit them hard in the first minute, literally.
I'll tell you what won't work.
Are less than a half hour. Okay.
Tim, let me give you my analysis of that. Firstly, Taiwan, South Korea, and Japan have strike distances that are less than 10 to 12 minutes to strike and destroy all the major cities of China. Maybe up to 20, but that's less than that. We have not only our what's called the theater air defense. Most people are think of the Patriot missile system. When I got my security clearance at Q level, the first thing they did is give us a 440-seat theater media presentation 2 miles underground at the Schriever Air Force Base, run by former Disney Corporation digital engineers and media people, to show the theater air defense system and our U.S. Space Shield. Now, most people don't realize the missile to hit a missile system was just one layer. And in order for that missile to hit a missile system, it was going to cost $76 trillion and take to 2045. But they have an alternate system that's based on Tesla. And that Tesla system actually is operational right now. And it's not only over us, it's over our allies. It's a plasma interferometry system, and it doesn't work as the launch phase, which is what our strike systems are in Czech Republic and Poland. Those are basically to hit it and it lands. A missile takes off from the ground before it gets in the upper troposphere of the near space. The Tesla-based system actually disables the missile guidance system and fries it as it goes through space and disables the missile warheads so they can't detonate. We already have that operational.
They probably do, too, by the way.
No, they don't, actually. I already know this. I got classified sources on this, okay? The U.S. is presently absolutely in total control of this planet. And people have to understand that we don't have just American technology. We have technology transferred to the United States from other civilizations that are not of this world. We have space-based weapon platforms that circle the planet in near space that can hit the ground with a collimated gamma beam from what they call the grazer. A thing called rods from God, which are depleted uranium rods with rail guns that can strike a target with no warning. No thermal trail, because there's no rocket. It's just a, you know, a 2 meter long depleted uranium rod shot through a rail gun at 23,000 to 40,000 miles per hour at any target within a matter of so many square meters on the Earth, and strikes the ground so hard it turns into a thermonuclear explosion. We've got scalar weapons that actually can scan and actually hit specific harmonic DNA. So if you want to kill a specific pathogen or individuals or whatever, or affect a population, you can actually tune into the scalar physics of their biology of the systems on the planet. We can trigger off earthquakes from space by energizing and weather. In fact, that one that was over China wasn't the HARP system, it was a space-based weapon platforms. Now, Russia, and I know this from working with these guys at Storage Tech and other Sun Microsystems and other ones, were former Russian both nuclear engineers as well as people who worked in the nuclear navy for the Soviet Union before they came to America and emigrated after Glasnost and Perestroika. And we were gladly to take these engineers in, and they worked in lower levels of different companies. And I remember the comments by one man from Bela Russia, that was in the Russian nuclear navy, and he said, he was a senior nuclear engineer, and he said to me back in the mid-90s, The reason why we never attacked America, because we knew America was freely giving us all kinds of intelligence information on their advanced systems they're developing. And there was a pipeline of intelligence going from the state of Israel to Russia and China, including they knew that the Russians knew that even the nuclear materials to start and the intelligence to start the nuclear age in the late 40s and early 50s was directly transported right through an airport in Alaska to enough nuclear material to actually start the first big nuclear program.
Yeah, it was labeled as agricultural machinery.
Right, so the Russians are aware, and what his comment was, he said, we knew you had much more deadly weapons than nuclear, and you had ways of defending against nuclear attack, so we were afraid we'd never launch on America for fear you'd destroy us before we get out of missile bay. That's his words, okay? So I want everybody to know this is on Earth, whether you're Russian, Chinese, whatever, the United Nations is basically a proxy, but the real power on Earth is America, period.
Well,
there's no nation.
So, but here's
no. Let me tell you why they want to obtain it. They signed PDD. Let me finish. They signed PDD 60 by Bill Clinton in his second term, in his first term, I mean, in 1992. And I talked to the Chief Missile Command Officer of Strategic Defense Command, Colonel Lynn Wills, because he brought it up to me. I never knew it before, back in the mid 90s. And he was the director of the radar command at NORAD. That, in fact, when Clinton did this, it means that if we could be struck, and he was a Christian, struck with 100 million dead Americans from a first strike from Russia, we weren't having an automatic launch on command sequence to activate what's called Huey, which is a supercomputer under in NORAD that would start our SLBMs and our land-based nuclear missiles, so our submarine-launched nuclear missiles. And there's two transfer keys. You have to have a transfer key from the President and from the Joint Chiefs of Staff in order to be able to activate Huey. The fact is, we don't have an automatic, what we call procedural protocol, to do that. So yes, we have all these fancy weapons, but we're literally laying them down so that these nations we've armed can destroy us. And this is part of the dialectic of what's going on.
China's
so
ICBMs couldn't hit a city until we gave them the technology.
And you did that under a thing called the Lockheed Martin program called Inner Sputnik that was registered in the London Stock Exchange, part of the LEO or Iridium satellite program where they set up a satellite uplink station in Beijing, China, and transferred the GPS coordinate lock-on technology and transferred to the Communist Party in the mid-90s through a dummy corporation in London, England. I know all the ugly details.
By now, you've heard about Bitcoins, but did you know that over 65,000 businesses accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co, because at BidBit.co, you can receive Bitcoin by selling your personal items or business products. You heard right, whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your products quickly, easily, and securely at BidBit.co. That's BidBit.co. BidBit.co.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. 845-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.